Welcome back to the final part of this Irish Cup special with me, Dr. Grant Campbell. Now, I was supposed to do this episode of the show with my great friend and Mark McIntosh. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, Mark couldn't make the show today. So, Mark, we wish you well in your recovery. I have, however, got a very good alternative replacement, the encyclopedic knowledge of Northern Irish League football, Josh Bunting. Josh, warm welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and I really appreciate being back on the show.
First of all, a very happy new year to you. What have you made of the start of the year, and also the fact that we're building up to yet another Irish Cup?
Yeah, you know, it's been a really, really good start to the year. Of course, I mean, Cliftonville getting beaten by Crusaders, I don't really think many people predicted that. So, yeah, look, it's been a really, really good start. Obviously, Linfield beating Dungannon 6-1. But, and of course, the Irish League losing one of their best young talents in Trey Hume going to Sunderland, which is, of course, a positive because it shows you that, you know, the league is producing so many, many, so many good young players at the moment. But, yeah, look, we're in for a great year. I mean, we're only one match day in. Of course, Cliftonville have had two match days because of the Boxing Day game being rearranged for the 4th of January. But, Yeah, like we're in for a very special year of Irish League football, and I can't wait till this weekend. The Irish Cup is when all the Premiership clubs come into it, is one of my favourite weekends of the year.
What's your favourite memories of following the Irish Cup, both as a fan, but also just as a general Irish League supporter?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to have to take this one as a general Irish League supporter because, as everybody knows, I support Cliftonville. And I've been on this earth for 25 years and I've never ever seen Cliftonville lift a cup. I've been to one final, two finals that Cliftonville have been in it, and they've been beaten twice. So the Irish Cup is, it's given me some bad memories, but also some good ones. Look, the final is a very, very special day, and it's one of my favourite days of, you know, the year, especially when it's sunny. I remember I went to Glenavon against Linfield at Windsor Park, and Glenavon actually won the game. I think it was 2-0. I'm pretty sure it was 2-0. Paul Smith was playing for Linfield, and you know it was a crazy day because if everybody knows me as well, I support Sunderland, and Sunderland beat Chelsea 3-2 that day, and that's a day that will always, you know, stick out in my mind. One of my first Irish Cup finals though. Probably one of the most controversial Irish Cup finals in recent years, Glentoran against Portadown, when Michael Gault was, you know, fouled ahead of David Scullion, putting Glentoran ahead, and the only goal of that game as Glentoran went on to win the Irish Cup that day because of that incident. I mean, if you look back, I think everybody will see it was a clear foul. So yeah, look, the Irish Cup, it's an amazing opportunity for, you know, I know we're going to speak about it later, but Eilean McGee going to Cliftonville this weekend, Oxford Sunnyside going to Windsor Park and playing Linfield. So yeah, look, I mean, it's so good for cup upsets, and I know the Linfield fans are going to, you know, thank me for this, but I think over recent years, I mean, you have to look at that Queen's University Linfield game, how when Queen's University knocked them out. I mean, I don't think anybody in Irish League football ever would have predicted that. So that's what can happen in Irish Cup weekend. There's so much, you know, thrills and spills, and I mean, hopefully more of the same this weekend. And no disrespect to Eilean McGee, but hopefully they're not the team to cause a banana skin.
Well, I remember that Queen's University game against Linfield because I think Queen's were 20-1 to win that game against Linfield, which was quite an incredible scoreline in the game, but also just the way it sort of panned out as well. One of my sort of favourite memories, and obviously as a Cliftonville fan, you probably won't want to remember this, but that final against Coleraine, very special final. It was one of the sort of first finals I watched, and it was just a fantastic game of football. And the scenes at the end when Bradley scored the third goal, you know, just sort of live long in the memory, but obviously not great for yourself, but certainly one of my favourite memory as well. But of course, Andy Warworth scoring a hat-trick in a final for Linfield the season before that. That's quite memorable too. Let's look back on last year very quickly, because Linfield won the League Cup double. They beat Larne in the final, which was at Moranview Park. It was quite an incredible end to that competition, because obviously there was a lot less teams in the draw, but it still was full of talking points, wasn't it?
No, absolutely. I mean, when you're looking at that you know, it was just incredible, that whole tournament. And I think that final, I mean, the Shane Lavery final, really. And I think, you know, Shane Lavery scored so many goals last season, but that final really just summed it up, because, you know, I really wasn't sure about Shane Lavery, and I'll admit that. And I really, really wasn't sure about, you know, him going to Blackpool, and he smashed it. He's done so well. But it was that final that made me think, yeah, this boy can go and be a success in English football, because he was just unplayable that night. He was absolutely excellent. Last year, I mean, we had so many controversial moments in the Irish Cup again last year. I mean, the Larne and Crusaders, wasn't it, that went the penalties?
Yes.
That game went
viral last year. It was quite extraordinary. I think Michael Clark even said that even he was struggling to understand what the rules were in terms of goalkeepers moving off their line and all that stuff.
I think that's my most memorable Irish Cup moment from last season. You know, getting sent off mid-penalty shootout. I mean, Johnny Tuffy, I mean, I've never seen that before. And that was absolutely crazy. And it was typical, you know, that famous hashtag Irish League behaviour. So, I mean, Linfield, no doubt, you know, they deserved to win the Irish Cup last year. I mean, Linfield, a League and Cup double, they were undoubtedly the best team you know, in the country. And again, that could well happen this year again. We'll see what happens, of course. But, you know, the final last year, it's strange, because you have to praise Linfield for that final last year, because they were so good. But I was actually quite disappointed in it, because it wasn't so much of a match. Larne really struggled in it. They struggled to get a grip with it. You know, Jamie Mulgrew was outstanding in that final, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, he was.
So, you know, Linfield, they were excellent. And you never know, that could give an advantage into Larne this year, if they get to the final. You know, they learn from past previous mistakes. So, yeah, last season it was a really good Irish Cup, but I'm more looking forward to this season, you know, because fans are back in the grounds, you know, and last season's Irish Cup was sort of a blur to me until those semi-final and final, because, let's be honest, we didn't really see much of it because it was behind closed doors. And okay, that's nobody's fault. That's just the way the world was. And still is at the moment, of course, but at least the fans are back in. And I think, you know, this weekend, like, you've got Oxford Sunnyside fans going for an amazing day out at Windsor Park. I mean, you've got a Newry 1-point game, which will be nice because it's a local derby. And then obviously you've got, you know, like we've said, Island McGee coming to Cliftonville, and, you know, a big game on Friday night between Glenavon and Crusaders. So you've got the fans behind you, which could give, you know, those teams more of a push and of course more of a lift. And it's just a better atmosphere, and it just feels more like cup fever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you've timed it in really nicely with my opening gambit, because we will now have a look at each of the matches in the Samuel Gelston's Whiskey Irish Cup. I had to try and get the sponsor's name in there, which I thought was very cool, because it was Peaky Blinders last year. I think it must be a change in the brand, which I thought was pretty good. Let's go in chronological order of the games. So let's start with the game on Friday night, which will be live on the BBC Sport and I website, Glenavon against Crusaders. You know, Crusaders don't particularly have a great record at Moranview Park. They lost in the league earlier this season. But as you said at the top of the show, they did beat Cliftonville at Solitude this midweek. It's a very even game on paper, isn't it? Because Glenavon have had a little bit of a recovery in the league after a slow start, but the Crews managed to get a big win after all their COVID situations. This is very much a 50-50 matchup, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think this is, you know, in inverted commas, the tie of the round, because, you know, two Premiership clubs going head-to-head, but for me, they're very inconsistent sides, so you never ever know what's going to happen. You don't know what. I mean, Glenavon, you know, they started the year New Year's Day against Kevinville. Of course, I went through the game and I expected much more from Glenavon. I thought they were really poor, but I'm expecting a big reaction this Friday. And again, the Crews, I mean, okay, they're only back from, you know, like you said, COVID issues against Carrick Rangers, 0-0 at home, which is a poor, poor result. And then going to Solitude on Tuesday and winning 2-0. And to be fair, I didn't think they were great at Solitude, but I thought their game plan was spot on. And, you know, they deservedly won the game. I mean, Clippenville were shocking. But really, really interesting game, this one. And it's quite hard to call. But I mean, I have to fancy Crusaders for this, to be honest. I know you're going to ask me for a prediction, but I just fancy Crusaders. I just think, you know, they have that win now under the belt midweek, and they go into this game with confidence. I don't know, like we said, they're inconsistent, but I just think Crusaders have that just a little bit more know-how in these cup competitions. So I fancy them this weekend. I mean, or on Friday. I mean, I just think that, you know, if they play, they'll play to their strength. You know, everyone knows what Crusaders' strengths are. It's direct and it's aggressive. It's not the nicest to watch. But Glenavon have been a bit shaky defensively this season at the back. I mean, they haven't been great, and I expect Crusaders to target that. And that's why I just think, I honestly do believe that they will win the game. I just don't know. Glenavon just lack a little bit of creativity for me, and that's their big problem.
I mean, the one thing I will say about Glenavon is they do know how to win with 9 men. I mean, that result of Portadown in the league during the festive break was simply sensational. To withstand an entire second half with 2 men disadvantage and win down at Portadown, that's a sensational result. But Glenavon at home are very capable. They have beat Crusaders already in the league. I think guys like Fitzpatrick and Andy Hall will be very important. Wonder if Andy Warworth will play, Josh, because we've not really seen an awful lot of Andy this year.
We haven't, because look, he has a full-time job with, you know, the IFA and coaching and things. So, you know, and I know Andy well. He's an absolute gentleman, but I think he can forgive me for saying this. Look, he isn't, you know, a spring chicken anymore. He has the plan for after football, which he is doing, and is doing brilliantly in that. But yeah, look, I mean, if Andy Waterhouse is available, then for me, Andy Waterhouse has to play. You know, he's one of the best goal scorers in Irish league football still now. And that's been the problem with Glenavon. I mean, I just don't think, you know, the midfield, I just think it needs, in this month, I think they need to dip into the market a little bit. And I know Gary Hamilton's a big, big fan of, you know, bringing youth players through, which is brilliant because, look, he's been successful in doing it in the past. But I just think they need a little bit more spark in midfield, because they have, like you said, they have got the forward men to cause damage. Waterworth, Fitzpatrick, they can all score goals. But the midfield would just be a little bit of concern for me. And I just think, you know, Crusaders, Ross Clark, Philip Lawry, you know, they have the experience in there. And that's where I think they will take control come Friday.
Yeah, and Cadell as well is a big game player in these sorts of matches as well. I'm going to go with a home win then, because you're going to go away win. I'm going to go 1-0 Glenavon here.
I might head up to this game, because I really do like the prospect of it. I'm going to say a 2-1 win for Crusaders. 2-1 Crusaders.
Okay, so who are you in agreement with on that one? You can let me know your thoughts at @Stato_Grant on Twitter. Let's move into the games on Saturday. We'll start with Cliftonville, Josh, while we got you on the show, because, yes, not a great result in midweek, but they're up against Island McGee. Obviously, I had a chat with Paul Thompson on one of my preview shows, who is obviously very excited for the matchup. How do Cliftonville approach this game? Because they're expected to win. I expect Cliftonville to probably make quite a few changes. But what do you think?
No, I agree. You know, with the changes, I definitely think, you know, that will happen. I think Declan Dunn will come back into goal. And I think, you know, we could see Jamie Harney start, or Colin Coates could start, or, you know, do you give Gary Breen, the returning Gary Breen, do you give him some minutes? And, you know, there's youngsters that could be integrated in. I personally, I'm all for youth players, but I think this is too big of a risk because, you know, we played a few youngsters in the Kajanum Shield against Bangor, and let's just say it didn't go too well.
Well, you were 2-0 down, weren't you? Yeah, 2-0 down.
Yeah, went 2-0 down, and then obviously brought on the big guns, Joe Gormley, and it completely changed the game, and you know, ended up winning 4-2. But I think that Paddy has to approach this in a professional manner as well, because I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in Aidan McGee, because I'm not. They're very much an unknown quantity to many people. So I don't really want to take too many risks. So, and again, after Tuesday night, you come into that game and they need a bit of a confidence lift again. I think this is the perfect game for Clifton after Tuesday. And that sounds crazy. I just think, it, you know, a win on Saturday, if it is a win on Saturday, it of course, like it's expected to be. And then the momentum be taken onto, you know, the next game against Glentoran on the 17th Monday night. But I think, you know, I don't think Paddy can make too many changes. Like, he can't change the whole team because it needs some balance in there. And like I say, Aidan McGee will come and they will give everything, I would expect, because look, there's no risk factor for Aidan McGee. Mm-hmm. They can come and they can cause problems. So yeah, this is going to be a tougher game than what Clifton sort of fans expect. I mean, I remember an Irish Cup game against Raphra Island, and you know, Raphra Island panicked Clifton for a good period of that game. Stephen Hughes scored to make it 1-1, and Raphra Island, you know, they were very much like what Aidan McGee are going to be. They have nothing to lose, so why not just give it your best shot? So yeah, I don't think McLaughlin can make, you know, too many changes, but I do think there will be changes, of course.
I mean, for Aidan McGee, you mentioned it's almost like a bit of a cup final for them in their own right. I take it, for if you're the kind of underdogs of this, you kind of treat this game and say, we could get to 25 minutes, get to halftime, get to an hour. If we could keep it tight, if we could maybe get an odd free kick or a corner and get set pieces, you never know. But I just think personally, Cliftonville, with the quality they've had, well, they have, I should say, they should have more than enough. But here's my question to you. Where does the Irish Cup stand in Cliftonville's sort of list of issues this year? Because they're going well in the league. They're in the Irish League Cup final. You know, where does the Irish Cup stand for Cliftonville?
I think it has to be very high up there. I mean, I'm not ruling us out of a Taylor race, but I just think it's going to be very, very difficult to match Linfield and Glentoran, you know, especially after the January transfer window, because they expect both teams, you know, I mean, Glentoran have already dipped in there, Sean Murray and Darren Cole, and I fully expect more to come in. And same with Linfield. I expect Linfield to invest, especially if, you know, they have money. They have money anyway, but they've got more money now that Trey Hume's gone to Sunderland. So, you know, they need a striker. And I honestly believe if Linfield get a striker, well, then we're looking at maybe the Irish League champions, because they just have that know-how. They've got the professionalism to go and do it. So, as much as I would love Clifton to go and win the title, I'm not expecting it. So I think the Irish Cup's the next best thing. So I think it has to be in that top bracket with off priority. It's a big trophy. And I mean, like I said, I don't think that many Clifton fans who are currently living have ever seen us win the Irish Cup. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how special would it be if 2022 is that year?
Yeah.
So, like you said, we're in a League Cup final against Corian. I mean, it would be very, very nice if there was a double, the League Cup and the Irish Cup, you know, a bit like St. Johnstone last year. So it would be, I would absolutely love that. So yeah, for me, it's a trophy. It's a big trophy. And especially the final, I mean, it's an amazing day out as well. Yeah. I absolutely love it. So yeah, look, it has to rank very, very high. Because like I say, I mean, you never know. They could surprise everybody and go on to win the title, but I just think that's very unlikely. So on any given day, you know, it's easier to, instead of a league season, it's easier to, you know, beat an opponent on just on a one-off game. So yeah, for me, the Irish Cup is huge for Clinpool this season.
Yeah. Okay, then let's have a bit of a prediction here. What do we think? I think Aylan McGee will get a goal, but I think Clifton will win 4-1.
Wow, it's a big shout. I'm going to say... See, it depends, because I think you're right in terms of Aylan McGee are going to be playing in periods of time. So if Cliftonville score early, it could be, you know, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But I think they'll frustrate Cliftonville, so I'm going to say a clean sheet, but I'm going to say Cliftonville 3, Aylan McGee 0.
So you're going 3-0. Yeah, I just think Aylan McGee might get a set piece or someone, maybe to get it to 2-1 or maybe even to take the lead and put Cliftonville under a bit of pressure. But I do think one of these sort of lower-ranked teams are going to get a goal, either at Cliftonville or, as we're going to come on to, Linfield or Coleraine. So we'll see what happens. But I just think one of these teams will get a goal. That's my sort of prediction, and I've given that one away because I'm not sure if I'll say the same for the next two, which we'll come on to talk about now. Linfield against Oxford Sunnyside. I mean, the story of Oxford Sunnyside, as you may have heard on my part one of my show, quite a very exciting story. They've got to the fifth round, same with Windmill Stars, who we'll talk about in a moment as well. This is a massive deal for these clubs to just get their club on the map.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would say out of all the teams, you know, who were drawn, I think Oxford Sunnyside will be the most excited, sort of going to Windsor Park, you know, playing in the National Stadium against the champions. I mean, an amazing occasion for them. A great day out for the supporters and the families of the players as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's a fairy tale tie for any team. So, yeah, I mean, this is the big one, really. And it's a game that, obviously, I'll be at Cliftonville against Aylan McGee, I will be following that game with interest, because just what an occasion for Oxford Sunnyside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, you know, bit of a free hit for them, but again, for Linfield, you know, a little bit like Cliftonville, it's just all about getting through and getting the job done and being professional. I mean, again, you expect to see David Healy utilising his squad, and maybe we'll see a lot of younger players coming in, and maybe a lot of fringe players too.
Quite possibly. I mean, Linfield Swifts, they got to the final of the Sealand Suns Cup. But for me, I don't think Healy will make that many changes again. I think he'll play sort of a team that played against Cliftonville in the County Adam Shield semi-final. I mean, you've got your a little bit of mix of youth, and then you've got your experience as well. So I can still see the likes of, you know, Chris Shields playing, because he's the linchpin, he's the anchor man in midfield. But I think, you know, you could see the goalkeeper change, David Walsh, and players like that. But I don't think that he'll make too many changes, because, again, Oxford Sunnyside, I expect Linfield to win the game quite comfortably. But, you know, yeah, Oxford Sunnyside, it's like you said there, it's a free hit. And you really never know. And you really never know, like, what type of quantity they are. I mean, I can't really imagine, you know, David Healy having too many clips on Oxford Sunnyside, because, let's be honest, where are you going to get them from to analyse? So I can't see him make so many changes that he plays a load of Linfield Swifts players. But I can see, you know, being sort of like that team that played against against Cliftonville in the County Adam Shield semi-final. So the likes of, you know, Andrew Clark and players like that.
Yeah, I think this is a game that, if Oxford could keep the scoreline below 5, I think they'll be personally doing well. So I'm going to go 4-0. I think they might keep it under 5, but I think Linfield will be hoping to score more than 4 personally. And they'll want a professional performance, because, as we've talked about already, they have experience in the past of going out to shock under kind of rated opposition like Queen's University were all those years ago.
No, absolutely. But, you know, Linfield at Windsor Park as well, you know, bigger pitch.
That's a big factor as well. The pitch is huge at Windsor. That will make a big, big difference.
Yeah, I agree. I think Oxford Sunnyside, you know, those last 20 minutes, their legs will just be like jelly and they'll just be gone. I don't want to be too harsh, but I'm going to, I think, honestly, I think Linfield 7, Oxford Sunnyside, no. Ooh. I think 7, no.
Yeah, I have to be kind and say 4, but I think 7 might be a more realistic scoreline. Let's talk about the other kind of amateur club who've made a really great scene this year, Windmill Stars, away to Coleraine. Coleraine have had a little bit of a blip of late, haven't they? They've stopped scoring goals. They've stopped winning games as well. This is a big opportunity to get back on the bike into the 2022 season.
It is, yeah. And, you know, like you said, their Coleraine have been a bit shaky lately. But I think this is exactly, you know, like what Cliftonville, this is a perfect, I think this is a perfect weekend for them. Again, no disrespect to Windmill Stars, but, you know, Coleraine should be winning this fairly comfortably. But, yeah, you know, Coleraine are always good at home as well. And, you know, Oran Kearney, you know, he has history with this competition. He's won it before as Coleraine manager, and Coleraine always do well in these domestic cup competitions. Like we have, they have the League Cup final coming up against Clintonville as well, so they always seem to do well in these competitions. And I think that, you know, this weekend is a perfect opportunity for them to score a few goals as well. You've got Matthew Shevlin, who has been on fire this season, and of course Coleraine haven't played in a little while. They played Ballymena on the 27th, but of course, last week's game was postponed because of COVID issues against Warren Point. So, yeah, they'll just be looking to get back, new year, fresh start, things like that. So, yeah, I think they'll win again fairly comfortably this weekend. Because, like I say, I think it's a really, really good match for them to, like you say, to get back on the horse.
Yeah, I mean, the story of Windmill Stars, and again, you can go and check part one of my Irish Cup specials out, I think is a very exciting story, as is Oxford Sunnyside, to be fair as well. But I'm going to stick with my same scorelines I did with Linfield and Oxford Sunnyside. I think it'll be 4-0 Coleraine. I just think they'll just have too much. And, you know, it'll be a great experience for Windmill Stars. And hopefully we see more of these teams maybe even draw each other or even progress another round maybe in the future, because it's good to see a lot of these sort of underrated teams making these appearances in the Cup. It just freshens things up, in my opinion. Let's move to Glentoran, who, you know, have been going rather well, but they did lose to Larne on New Year's Day. They travelled to Dergview. Is this a game that, you know, Mick McDermott will be really hoping that they take seriously, because, they, you know, it's got the makings of a potential banana skin here, but you think Glentoran will have enough?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't really know what to expect from Glentoran on any given occasion. I have absolutely no idea what Glentoran are going to turn up, and I think that's a real problem because they are just quite, you know, they are quite inconsistent against, you know, the bigger teams as well, against the top six, but this isn't a top six team. Again, they have to be professional, and I think they will. I think they'll carry out a professional job this weekend. But I do think Dergview will have chances in the game. Mm-hmm. I honestly do think that Dergview will cause some problems because they're a big team and they're quite physical and aggressive as well. And that's, and Glentoran won't like it. They won't like going there, especially on the pitch, especially if it rains on Friday, because it's going to just be a bog, and that's a real football battle. And whether you like it or not, the Premier League clubs do not like that. Mm. I mean, Glentoran especially, they like to play this silky, skilled football. And Dergview do not, and that's no disrespect to them. They just have a game plan, and they just have a, you know, it's going to be aggressive, it's going to be physical, it's going to be quite nasty. So, yeah, this is going to be a really, really tough game for Glentoran.
Yeah, I mean, Dergview are actually unbeaten in the last four games. They've had two wins at home against Ballyclare and Ballinamallard, who are going rather well in the Championship, but they drew it not Breda and Dundella. I think that the Dundella game, you know, they were 2-0 up. So, you know, they can score goals and they can be a threat.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to say that they will score against Glentoran. I do think they will score. Because they do have quite a good attacking threat. And I just don't think Glentoran defensively, I mean, of course, Paddy McLean, but I do think you can get at them like Larne did. I mean, of course, Dergview, and I mean it in the nicest way possible, Dergview don't have the quality like Larne have. But I do think they can certainly, if they play to their strengths, I certainly think they can test Glentoran. And I do think they actually will score. Okay. I think this will be a tougher game than what Glentoran fans think. I really do.
Mm. Give us a scoreline then. seeing as you think that Derek V will score?
I'm going to say, you know what? I want to make this prediction. Derek V will go 1-0 ahead.
Ooh.
But Glenn Thorne will fight back and win 2-1. And I think, you know, I just think with the quality of Jay Donnelly at the moment, you know, he's on great goal scoring form. So I want to say 2-1 Glenn Thorne.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 2-0 Glenn Thorne. I think similar sort of scoreline, but I just think that this is the sort of game that I think Dirkview could make it a bit of a battle, as you say, but I just think the Glens, with the quality they have, will just have too much. Now, there's one team, of course, we haven't talked about, and they had a really great run in the competition last year. They got to the semi-finals at Ballymena up against Loch Gall at the Ballymena Showgrounds. David Jeffrey's side have won three of the last four games, but Loch Gall have had a particularly good season of their own, and they have... previous to this competition, have they been former semi-finalists?
Yeah, I mean, Loch Gall, I mean, I really like Loch Gall. I really like how they're coached. I think they've got a really good coaching team up there. And they've got, you know, they've got really good technical, tricky players. So, yeah, this will be a really, really good game. Especially, you know, they've got the likes of Mark Patton on their side, who I absolutely adore as a player. I think that he can still easily play top-flight football. So, yeah, this will be a really good game. But, you know, Ballymena have just hit form over recent weeks. They're sort of back to being a typical David Jeffrey team. And I think, you know, one big, big player and one big difference has been David Parkhouse, who
absolutely agree.
I think is a stunning signing. Really, I said at the time when they signed him, I thought, yeah, it's an absolute brilliant signing, you know, for Irish League football. He's always been a goal scorer. And, you know, he scored goals for Derry City and he's played for Sheffield United. So, I actually think this game will be a really, really good game.
So do I.
But I just fancy, I just, David Jeffrey, I mean, you know, he has a good relationship with this Irish Cup. Of course, he hasn't won it in a few years, but, you know, if Ballymena are gonna do anything this year that could surprise people by in this competition. So, yeah, I do fancy Ballymena to win, but I think Loch Gall will score as well. And I think they'll cause Ballymena problems, but I just think Ballymena will just have that little bit extra quality. And I want to say that they'll progress, winning 3-1 on the day.
Well, I'm going for 3-2. I'm going for an absolute cracker here, because I was just having a look at Loch Gall's stats. The last time they didn't score in a game was away at Dirkview in October, which is quite astonishing, really. You think there's going to be goals. Nidas Makialas is scoring a load of goals as well for Loch Gall. But as I said, Ballymena hitting form at the right time. And you're absolutely right, Josh. Parkhouse has been outstanding. I think his goal against Coleraine has got him up and going. He's really good in the game against Portadown. They're getting their big players back, Ballymena. And, you know, they've been really, really good. Winchester's finding some form as well. I think it'll be a good game. I think Ballymena will just edge it, but I think it'll be a really, really good battle. Now, Lorne, last year's finalists. What an occasion this will be for Bangor hosting this game against Lorne. I've had Graham Bailey on the show. I know Graham personally is really looking forward to the game. This is a big deal for Bangor, isn't it, getting a home tie in the cup?
No, absolutely. And I've been to watch Bangor like this season too, and I actually like Bangor. They've got a lot of quality in their side. I mean, I really, really do like watching them. But they've also got a 42-year-old striker called Michael Halliday, who he's still at his age. He's just such a good goal scorer. But, you know, I think it's going to be a great game. You know, they're both quite energetic sides. But the good thing with Lorne is they're coming into a stadium that, you know, that it has the same surface as Inver Park. So, you know, they're used to that, how to play on that type of pitch. But yeah, I fancy Lorne to win this weekend. But I do sort of think they'll be troubled. I don't think it'll be easy. Again, I think it'll be similar to Dirkview and Glen Thorne. I think the Bangor will just throw everything. The only problem with Bangor is defensively they do give away a lot of chances.
And I
fancy Lorne to, you know, especially in the latter stages of the game, especially with Ronan Hale, because I expect him to start. I think this is a perfect sort of game to rest Davy McDade, and then you can bring in Ronan Hale, who, I mean, it's not a bad like-for-like replacement. So, yeah, I fancy Lorne to take advantage, especially in the latter stage of the game. But I think it'll be a good battle. But yeah, I think Lauren will come out on top. I want to say 4-1 Lauren.
I'm going to say 3-0. So I was very, very close with that. But what I have loved about Bangor this year is they've had Coleraine in the League Cup. They played you guys, Cliftonville, in the County Antrim Shield. You said they were 2-0 up, obviously, in that game as well. So they have had opportunities to play quite a lot of the big teams this year, which is great for them as a club, but it'll help them in their development. And against Lauren, they'll get that opportunity as well. But I just think Premiership experience just be too much. And I think Lauren maybe have something a bit to prove, because the league form so far this season has been a little bit erratic. Last couple of games, they've found a couple of great results. That result at Glentoran was a massive win for them after going into the second half of the season. And I think having a strong run in the Irish Cup would certainly help Tiernan Lynch, because there's been a lot of question marks about whether they're going in the direction that a lot of teams and a lot of kind of supporters want them to be going. You know, I still think they're a good team, but maybe they're just not progressing in the manner as quickly as some people would like. But the Irish Cup would pose a good chance, I think, for Lauren to have a go at trying to win silverware, I think, personally. But
No, absolutely. I mean, again, I think this is Lauren's best chance of a trophy this year now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they're out of the title race, but
they're in the County Antrim Shield final against Linfield, of course. But I agree with you. I think they've won that before, but you know, if they want to make that next step, I think the Irish Cup has got to be a big opportunity for them. But no, I agree.
Yeah, and I think they'll use, you know, last season's disappointment to their advantage. They've already been, like we said earlier, they've already been to the final. They've experienced it. And then this season, they'll be saying, okay, they'll motivate themselves to go that one step further. But the only reason why I don't think Lauren will win the Irish Cup this year is because they're very inconsistent.
Still question marks defensively.
Yes, and that as well. You just never know what Lauren team are going to turn up. So I do think they'll progress, you know, past Saturday. But I don't know. I just have a lot of question marks over them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on further down the table in the Irish Premiership. We're now into some games where I think there could be a little bit of banana skins, aren't we? And let's pick Carrick Rangers next, because they're away to Ballyclare. Ballyclare have had a little bit of a poor run of late. But Carrick, you know, up until that draw against Crusaders, had been on a great run themselves. So this feels like a bit of a big game for both these teams, isn't it?
No, it definitely does. And I've watched Carrick Rangers this season. And do you know what? Okay, they had that really bad run, but they've always impressed me. It's just how they've played football. They just need something at that top end of the pitch.
I agree.
And I'm not trying to sell Andy Mitchell to them, but I think something like an Andrew Mitchell would really, really help them.
Yeah.
Because I think they need that, you know, just need that firepower. Because they create chances. They play neat technical football. And you know, I think Stuart King has done a good job there. The first day of the season at Solitude, I went to the game and they went ahead and they really impressed me. And I thought, okay, they could be on for, you know, something this season. They might not, you know, be struggling, you know, for that 12th and 11th spot. They might actually hit, you know, maybe a ninth or an eighth, which I think they're on course for. Maybe finish, you know, maybe ninth, more realistic. But, you know, they have impressed me in just how they play football. But Ballyclare, again, started the season really, really well, and form has just dipped recently. But they have goals in their team as well. Of course, you know, they lost Hard Beveren, which I think is a blow.
Yes, I agree.
To pour it down. So defensively, I think they're weaker than what they were before, you know, before obviously he left. This will be a really, really good game. And, of course, every game needs to be done on the day. So this game actually wouldn't surprise me if it went into extra time. But I fancy Carrick Rangers to go and win it. I just think Carrick will have that little bit more, you know, quality, especially, again, most of these games, I think, the last 20 minutes are the key factors in.
Yes.
Because the lesser teams, if you want to say that, don't mean that in a bad way. I just think they'll tire, their legs will go, And that's when the, you know, the Premier League club will take advantage. So I'm going to say 1-0 Carrick, and I'm going to say they'll score in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking that as well. And I've actually gone 2-1 Carrick. I think it'll be a very tight game. I think it'll be a game which I think Ballyclare will have kind of fancied their chance a little bit, because they've not, as we've said, neither side not been in a particularly great run of form. I mean, Ballyclare's only win recently was that win away at Newry City. So they are capable of a big result. And I just think that Stuart King's side have a little bit of a point to prove. I think that draw they got at Crusaders just gets them kind of resuscitated a wee bit in their season, because they had gone off the boil. I think they'll nick it 2-1. But it'll be interesting to see how long, particularly the injury to Stuart Nixon is, because I think he's such a big player for them. Yeah. And I agree with you totally. I think they need that number 9 at the top end of the pitch, because with all due respect, I think they've got a very good team. They're just missing that focal point that's going to score the 10-plus goals that I think will have them enough in terms of safety, in my view. But very interesting game there. Another interesting matchup is Dungannon Swifts, who, of course, have been knocked out of the League Cup already this season by lower league opposition. They travel to Knockbreda. So, you know, Dean Shields' team haven't won any of the last 4 games and haven't scored in 3 of those. This is a bit of a banana skin for them here, isn't it?
No, this is the definition of a banana skin. For me, though, I really like watching Dungannon Swifts. I really do. I really like Dean Shields as a manager. I like how they try to play football, but they will always concede goals because yes, they're very open, and they will always concede chances. And I mean, clinical teams will hurt them, like Linfield did last Saturday. I mean, 6-1. So, you know, Knockbreda are a good side. They're quite compact. It'll be a very interesting game, this. I like O'Brien for Dungannon. I think that he can just, you know, when a team is crying out for that little bit extra, I think he could be the man that, you know, could deliver it. This is a really, really tough game.
Mm.
Do you know what? I'm gonna say 1-1 after 90 minutes. And I think that Dungannon will win. I think Dungannon will score twice in extra time. I want to say 3-1 Dungannon, but okay, I think they'll win in extra time. I just think Knockbreda will push them all the way. And I don't really know about Dungannon. They're a strange side, and they play really good football, and I like what Dean Shields is trying to do. But
yeah,
I just always think they'll give up chances.
It's funny you mentioned that they give up chances and they concede a load of goals, because I've gone for a bucket load of goals here as well, and I've gone 3-2 Dungannon. Because like a little bit like the Ballymena game, I think Knockbreda have got something to have a go at. They've you know, their recent form, they've drawn 3 of the last 4, but they've also lost 3 before that as well. So their form's not particularly great, but they have won a lot of goal this year. They beat Ballyclare. So they've got quality in their team. And I just think this is a game that could be bucket load of goals, because Dungannon always score goals and always concede. So that's why I've gone for 3-2. But I think they'll win it in 90 minutes. But it wouldn't be surprised if it does go to extra time. That would be some battle for sure. Now, Portadown, second bottom of the league, at home against Limavady, who, of course, have had a particularly good season in their own right. Helped, of course, by circumstances in the League Cup with Larne. But, you know, they took advantage of that. They beat Dungannon. They had that match at Warren Point. Okay, they didn't go any further. But they have credentials in the Cups. And Portadown, you know, they need to find some sort of form, because it's been pretty poor for them this season. Their only 2 wins have come against the same side in Warren Point.
Yeah. This is a really, really interesting game, I think, because I know, obviously, that they play in different leagues, but Limavady have had a really, really good season. They've certainly got a threat in Alex Pomeroy up front. He's the man to watch for Limavady. If you're listening to Matthew Tipton, I'm sure you know that. but, you know, Portadown this season, I can't work them out. I really don't understand them, because
they can't string a 90 minutes together. They have patches in games, and they can't string a game together.
Yeah, no, you're right. You never know what, again, it's one of those, you never know what you're going to get from them. They can have a blistering first half, and like you said, they just go off the board in the second, and then they lose the game late on. And they always seem to concede late as well. So the concentration levels sort of need to be looked at. I've been impressed by, you know, their three signings already this month.
Yes.
Jamal Dupree, I think is a stunning signing, to be honest. I'm surprised that, you know, obviously he was at Waterford, but I'm surprised that, you know, if clubs knew that he was available, that they didn't sort of have a gamble earlier on. Smith, and like we've already spoken about, Hard Beveren. This game's a really, really intriguing game because Limavady, I think, will, again, I think they'll play with intensity and energy, and I think we'll see this as a free hit. I just do think the Port Down will just about do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really, really tough game. I'm going to say 2-1 Port Down. But
yeah, I've got the same. I've got 2-1 as well. So that's interesting. We agree on one prediction so far. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I will say is that Portadown's only home win this season was in the League Cup against Ballina Mallard. That's something that they're going to have to address this year if either going to go well in this cup, but also if they're going to stay alive in the Irish Premiership, because they can't get away with only, well, they haven't won a league game at home this season.
No. I went to a few weeks ago. They've put in really good performances against, you know, the likes of Clinville and the likes of Linfield, but they conceded late against Bogues. So it's just that concentration, it's just that final part of the game that's really hurting them right now.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really interesting game on Saturday. Limavady, you know, this could be, we could be sitting on Saturday night looking back at these sort of predictions, and this could be the one that, this could be the one that, you know, the Premiership club is knocked out, because
mm-hmm.
I have no doubt Limavady have a lot of quality throughout their squad.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, you know, Portadown, I just think they'll get it done. I think this is the weekend that they get it done. But they must, if they do win this weekend, they must put a run together. This is the weekend now.
Yeah,
that they must hit the standard.
Last point on Portadown. Do you expect Lee Bonus to still be there at the end of the transfer window?
No, simple answer. No, I think that, you know, and again, I just think that the money that they are potentially being offered, 100K, is just far, far too much to turn down.
Yeah.
And, you know, Glenthorne, if it is Glenthorne, which I expect it will be, because they're like playing Football Manager at the moment, when you've got a share load of money. I honestly believe that by the 1st of February, the Lee Bonus will be at the Oval. And that's just my prediction.
Interesting prediction. We'll see if that is correct on the 1st of February. But in the meantime, we'll hopefully Portadown get through that game. And Limavady obviously have a good competitive game with them as well, and maybe even cause an upset. The last game of the Premiership clubs is the Mourne Ultimatum. The Mourne Derby between Warren Point and Newry City. I mean, the bottom side in the Premiership against the league leaders in the Championship. This is going to be one of the games of the weekend. Is it the game of the weekend, arguably?
I think it might be. Well, I think Glenavon Crusaders is. But I'm really looking forward to this game as well, because it is the Mourne Derby, if you like. Darren Mullen, great manager. And he's done so many good things with Newry City. I mean, Newry, they have everything. I mean, they play really, really good football. And Warren Point have their moments. They do have their moments. But again, defensively, a bit of a shambles at the back. And I think Newry will get chances this weekend. I don't know how you're seeing this one, but I'm going for this is the upset of the weekend, if you like. I honestly believe that Newry will knock Warren Point out. I'm going to go 2. Do you know what? I'm going to go 3-0 Newry win. I don't know, that sounds crazy.
Wow.
But I honestly do think that Newry will play through them, and I think they'll play through them quite easily. And I just have a really, really good feeling about this Newry side all over the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, I want to say 3-0 Newry.
Wow, that's a big statement. I certainly didn't expect that prediction. Of course, these two have met already in the League Cup this year. Of course, Warren Point did win that in extra time. I'm going for this game to go all the way to a shootout. I think it'll go all the way to a penalty shootout. I think it'll be 1-1 at 90 minutes. And I just, by the flip of a coin, think Warren Point will squeeze through 6-5 in the penalties. But 3-0 Newry, that's a That's a bold prediction, and I'll tell you something, if that comes in, you will earn yourself a good bit of money, my friend.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very bold prediction.
And if it wins, Darren Mullen, if you're listening, you can wind me up on the socials about that. But if Warren Point win, then you can be sure to give this man a bit of a roasting.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Alex, if Warren Point win, I mean, you can roast me all you like, because it will be the worst prediction of 2022.
Well, we have wild predictions on the show, so it absolutely has to come into play. Let's have a look at some of the other we'll look at the rest of the ties, actually, because obviously we've done all the Premiership sort of matches against other teams. This one I'm coining as the Niall Curry Derby. Dundella against Ards. I mean, this is a very interesting game because Niall Curry and Clifford Adams up against the role team. This is an interesting battle, isn't it? Because Ards, you know, had a little bit of an up and down period, and Dundella looked like they've found a bit of form under Niall and Co.
They have, yeah. I really like Niall Curry. I think he's done. He's sort of overachieved everywhere he's been, if you like. And I don't think he gets enough credit as a manager. I really like John Bailey, though. I like how Ards play football. And I think they've got a really good young team there.
Mm.
This is a really, really good game. And if I wasn't going to Solitude, this would maybe be the game that I would actually go and watch. Because I think that both teams play really good football, and it will just be all-out attack. Because that's the philosophy of both sides. That's the mentality. I actually think this one will go all the way to penalties. I think this one will go to a penalty shootout. I think it'll be a 1-1 draw, because they sort of know each other well, these sides. You know, I mean, they've played against each other enough. So I do think it'll be a really, really attacking game. But I just think, you know, it will go to penalties. And I know I really like Niall Curry, but I just fancy Ards in this, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually fancy Ards to have a good cup run this year.
Mm.
I like their squad. I like, they've sort of got a good nucleus of a squad. I've been to watch, they play Friday night the odd time, so I've been to watch them a few times. I really like their brand of football. I really like John Bailey and how he has everybody on board. So I'm going to say it will be a 1-1 draw, and Ards will win 5-4 on penalties.
Oh, interesting. So you think a penalty share there? Well, Dundella won the last meeting between the two sides. I believe it was the Rulla victory recently against them, 2-0. I think Dundella will cause an upset. I think they'll win this game. I don't know how they're going to win this game. I think they might win it 1-0. I don't think it's going to be a class. I know Ards have had a lot of problems with COVID, which I think might play a bit of a factor in this as well. I just think Dundella at home, you know, look like they've been playing quite well. I watched their match against Newry, I think, on a link sent by our good mutual friend, Jamie McGarry. It was a very, very entertaining game. So I think Dundella will win with a clean sheet and win it 1-0. So going for a bit of an upset there. But I do think that will be a very good match. I don't think there'll be a lot in it. Ballinamallard at home to one of the other amateur sides of the draw, Ards Rangers. Bit of an opportunity for the Mallards to have a bit of a run here, I think.
Yeah, I mean, who could... Well, remember, your first question on the show, how could I forget? Ballinamallard getting to the Irish Cup final. What an achievement that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually completely forgot about that, to be honest. I don't know how. they have had, you know, really, really good history in the competition over the last few years. Ards Rangers are another one of those sides who will just feel like it's a free hit.
Yep.
But Ards Rangers have a lot of good players. Ards Rangers could cause an upset here if Ballinamallard aren't careful. But you have to, to be honest, you have to fancy the Championship side. But I think Ards Rangers will score. I really do. I think Ards Rangers will have a good go. I'm going to say I think the tiredness will come into it in the end. I'm going to go with
5-1 win for Ballinamallard. I'm going to go 3-1. Ballinamallard's home form's been particularly good of late. They beat Ballyclare at home. They beat Knockbrera. They beat Queen's University. Teams you'd probably expect them to win against, but they've also had some very good results away from home as well. And they've only lost at Derview in recent weeks. And I just think they'll win that one reasonably comfortably. But I do think it'll be a very entertaining game. Now, I'm looking forward to this game, Josh, because we'll obviously look at the absolute carnage that is the NIFL Championship. Harlan and Wolf Welders against Anna. I mean, this Anna, arguably, one of the stories of the season, aren't they, under Kieran McGuigan?
No, absolutely. I mean, they've had a great season. They've been absolutely flying as well. The Welders are a really, really good, solid unit. So that they're a pretty decent team. I really like what's going on there. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, well, you obviously have.
Yeah.
About the new stadium.
At Blanchflower.
Yeah, I really like, the Blanchflower. Yeah, so I really like that long-term plan at that club. Anna United, though, they do have a lot of quality going forward. But I think the Welders will win this, to be honest.
Okay.
The Welders have a really good pedigree in the Irish Cup, actually. Do you remember a few years ago when they knocked out Glentoran?
That's right. They've got a lot of experienced players in their squad, haven't they? Guys like Darren Murray and people like that. You know, guys who've been around the block know how to get these games won. So,
no, they do. And, you know, I'm going to say I want to say 2-1 Welders.
I'm going to go for a draw at 90 minutes. I'm going to go 1-1 because I like the way Anna have had such a good season. I think they've done very well. Been really impressed with their performance. They're actually better away from home than they are at home as well. Don't forget. But I think the game will go to extra time as I've predicted. I think Welders will just have enough 2-1 after extra time. But I don't think they'll be a lot of that. That could be one of the games that could go to penalties, I think. Institute at home to Port Stewart. It's another intriguing game because Institute have had a bit of a terrible start, didn't they? They sacked their manager, didn't they, Sean Connor? They seem to have recovered a little bit, but Port Stewart, you know, obviously intermediate team, they'll be fancying their chances of a wee upset here.
No, they will, and Port Stewart are a pretty decent side. I think it'll be a scrappy game this, and I think the first goal is key. I mean, the first goal is massive, and whoever gets the first goal, I think, will actually go on to win the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I actually can't call this. So I'm going to say 0-0 after 90 minutes. I'm going to say 0-0 after extra time. And I'm going to say we're going back to another penalty shootout. I think penalties will decide it.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go 4-3 Port Stewart on penalties.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting. I'm going to go 1-0 Institute. The reason I'm saying that is because they won that big game down at the bottom against Queens recently. They also drew with Newry, which I think was a particularly good result against the leaders of the Championship. Have a little bit of form coming into the game, which I think will help them. The fact that at home, I think, gives them a slight advantage. But I do think it'll be a very, very tight game. Last up, and I'm really intrigued by this game because obviously I spoke to Thomas Duffy, the Newington assistant manager. Fantastic performance from them to win the Steel and Sons Cup. They also went top of the Intermediate League in recent weeks. They're away to Queen's University, obviously bottom of the Championship. And they've played quite a few times in the recent times. Newington did win in 2014 against them 3-2, but Queen's did win 4-1 in 2018. No, this is a bit of a 50-50 game, isn't it?
No, it is. This is actually a really, really interesting game. I fancy Newington to win this game, and that's being honest. I just think, you know, Newington, obviously they won the Steel and Sons Cup, so they've got the momentum going into this game, and Queens have really, really struggled this season.
Yeah, it's not quite happened for them, has it?
No, and we know that Queens have got the quality, of course they do. Like they're not a bad side, but I just think that, you know, they are really, really struggling. But they have got individual talents, so I'm not really sure why it hasn't worked out this season.
Yeah,
but Newington are a very, very, they're just battlers. Honestly, they will battle from the first minute to the last. And, you know, the Bangor Stealing Sons Cup semi-final always sticks out in my head because Bangor, I thought had it won. They went 2-0 up and Newington just raced back. And then Bangor went ahead again at the start of the second half and Newington didn't panic and they went back to win the game. And obviously, Linfield Swifts were favourites against them in the final and Newington went on to win it. And there was just I wouldn't say the breeze, that's unfair, but there was sort of that confidence with them.
Yeah, they had a bit and of there composure. Was sort of
composure, that's the word. That is the word. Yeah, composure. So I fancy Newington to win this game. I want to say it's a 2-0 win for Newington. I think they'll score in the first half, and then I think they'll score around the 60th minute mark, and that will be it.
Yeah, I'm going for a Newington win as well, to be honest with you. I've been really impressed with their season. I think they'll win at 1-0. I think it'll be a goal sort of midway through the second half, like you sort of said. I think it'll be a competitive game. Queens have not had a great season, as we've said, in the Championship. And I think they'll be wanting to try and start the new year with a bit of positivity, going into a bit of a battle at the bottom to try and keep their status in the Championship. I think they'll be wanting to try and survive if they can in that league. But I just think Newington, as you say, that battling performance, the fact that they've got so much momentum after winning a trophy, going top of the Intermediate League, I think that will give them a bit of a chance. And I think they'll win it by a goal to nil. Well, that's our preview of the Irish Cup. And you could have a go with us in our predictions or have a laugh, whatever you fancy, come full time on Saturday. it's always interesting this stage of the competition, isn't it, Josh? Because as we've said, a lot of the smaller teams getting an opportunity to pit their wits against some of the heavy hitters. But there's also a few games, as we said, in there that full of banana skins, and it'll just be about dodging those and getting through for some of the bigger sides anyway.
No, absolutely. And I honestly think come Saturday, there'll be more banana skins than what we've predicted because that's just how it works. That's just how it goes. That's the magic of the Irish Cup, if you like.
I guess what we should say as well, as of we're recording this on the 5th of January, all games are on at the moment. Of course, there has, thankfully, at least, not to our knowledge at the moment, no games postponed because of Northern Ireland's COVID case policy, we should say. We will obviously keep in mind on that. So just to let you know, this was recorded on the 5th of January. So if people are tuning in and there's games called off, well, we predicted them in advance of situations like that. So just thought I should add that in.
No, yeah. And let's hope that every single game does go ahead.
Yeah.
Because that's... It's a bit of a frustrating time at the minute, as we all know, with games being off on, and I mean just general life really. I mean it's been a bit of a nightmare, but I honestly think that Saturday we'll see, like I said, more banana skins than what we've predicted. I think we'll see more shocks, and all I'll say is I just hope that I hope every single game is shocked. Apart from the game at Solitude, that's the only game that can survive that.
I could see the Irish Cup being an exclusive episode of Mario Kart, which I think could be quite fun. Which should be quite good if people know what Mario Kart is all about. Well, once again, I want to thank you, Josh, for coming on the show, being that substitute off the bench for our great friend and contributor to the Campbell's Footballs podcast from time to time, Mark McIntosh. As I said at the top of the show, wish Mark well and a speedy recovery. Thanks very much to you for coming on, Josh. Have a very good game at the weekend. Enjoy the Cliftonville game. Are you going to the game on Friday night? You were saying, I think you're going to Glenavon, are you?
Yeah, I think I probably will go to Glenavon, yeah. I'll go to Glenavon and then... I'm actually going to get a booster on Saturday. Oh. So we'll see my condition go on the Solitude. We'll hopefully improve that. But yeah, I'm going to go to the game on Friday, Glenavon against Crusaders. I mean, it's a really, really exciting game to go to. It's a really, really exciting game to watch. Like I said at the top of the show, I think it is the tie of the round. I think it's... You're going to be a really, really good game, and you're going to be watching it on
your... Yeah, I'll be watching it on the Friday. Yeah, I'm watching it on the stream. Yep.
Yeah, and I think I honestly do believe that it is going to be a really, really good game. And then, of course, you've got, you know, all the Saturday action. Do you know, the one thing I would love in the Irish Cup, and I would love there to be more spread out kickoffs, if you know what I mean, across the Saturday, you know, at 12:30, at 3 o'clock and a half, 5, because it is such a special weekend. Of course,
fully agree.
It is such a good weekend, and you know, I would love to go to the more matches than just the two. But yeah, look, it's going to be a really, really good weekend, and I just hope that every single game's on. I think that's the most important thing, and everyone's safe really at them.
No, absolutely agree with you. Just to wrap things up, Josh, where can people find you and your encyclopedic knowledge, as I said at the start of the intro? Where can they find you on the socials?
Yeah, so on Twitter, it's at Bunting Football. I just want to let everybody know that there's a blue tick now. So if everybody if anybody wants to sign a picture or anything, then yeah, I'm free to send them out. No, so it's Bunting Football on Twitter. On my Instagram, if you want to follow me there, is just Josh Bunting Football.
Excellent. Excellent. Fantastic stuff. Josh, thanks again for coming on Campbell's Footballs to preview the Irish Cup special. Good luck to all the teams taking part in the competition. I hope you have an enjoyable experience and hopefully a winning one as well. And thanks, Josh, once again for coming on the show.
No problem. I really, really appreciated it. And like I said, I just hope that more people are agreeing with our predictions than laughing at them come Saturday at 5:30.
Fingers crossed, you and me both. All the best, mate.
See
it. Well, listener, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of Campbell's Footballs. I hope this podcast was just what the doctor ordered. If you want to listen to previous shows or look out for future shows, follow Campbell's Footballs on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to other podcasts. You can also follow the show on Facebook at Campbell's Footballs. Search for me, StatoG91, or Instagram, or other social media channels. But until then, until next time, I hope you enjoyed the crack and enjoy Campbell's Footballs. What a dangerous night.